Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Supreme Court loads Nagaland for holding ULP polls with women reservation. Closes contempt case. Nagaland explores vocational education ties with Australia. State Motor Vehicles Department launches digital payment services. And Centre clarifies that there is no plan to discontinue NEET UGE amid controversies. Now the news in detail. The Supreme Court has closed contempt of court proceedings against Nagaland State following the completion of urban local bodies elections with 33% reservation for women. During the hearing yesterday, the top court bench lauded Nagaland's effort, saying conducting the civic polls with a record number of women participants and winners was very commendable. With the election concluded successfully, the civil appeal is disposed of as infructuous or unnecessary, the court ordered. The appeal, originally filed in 2012 as a special leave petition and converted to a civil appeal in 2016, contested an assembly resolution that exempted Nagaland from implementing one-third reservation of seats for women in ULPs. Mention may be made that Nagaland held the ULP elections on June 26 after a gap of 20 years. Nagaland is exploring ties in vocational education with Australia. Advisor for School Education and SCRT, Dr. Gekrey Yome, today called on Head of Austrade, Dr. Monica Kennedy, and Senior Director, Trade and Investment Education, Government of Australia, Neha Grover, at New Delhi, to discuss cooperation in vocational education and vocational curriculum development. While Australia leads the world in vocational education, youth in Nagaland have huge potential to meet growing demands in service sectors across developed countries. Officials from the State School Education Department will be travelling to Australia in September for government-level talks and field study. Nagaland Motor Vehicles Department has launched digital payment services across the state in a bid to boost efficiency and ease the process. The service will enable citizens to digitally pay taxes and fees related to motor vehicles services with debit and credit cards, UPI, QR code, along with Google Pay, Phone Pay and PayTeam. It has been initiated across all regional and district transport offices in collaboration with HDFC Bank. The initiative will enhance transparency, operational efficiency and citizen convenience as well as expedite service process and delivery. At the launch event on July 19th, Commissioner and Secretary Dr. Zasekole Chusi termed the initiative as another milestone in harnessing technology within the governance system and in the service of citizens. Chusi emphasized the importance of constantly upgrading working methods and systems to achieve total digitization of transactions and services. Centre today clarified that there is no proposal to discontinue NEET UGE and restore statewide entrance examinations at present amid controversies over the medical examination. This was stated by Minister of State for Education, Dr. Sukanda Majumdar, in a written reply in the Rajya Sabha. On UGC NET examination, he informed that the exam held in June this year was cancelled and will now be conducted between 21st August and 4th September in computer-based test mode. Central armed police forces, including PSF, CISF and RPF, are geared up to induct ex-Agniveers in the forces. Director General of PSF Nitin Karwal said that ex-Agniveers will receive a 10% reservation and age relaxation for recruitment in the PSF. Director General of CISF Nina Singh also said CISF will provide ex-Agniveers 10% reservation in posts of constable as well as relaxation in age and physical efficiency test. Director General of RPF Manoj Yadav said ex-Agniveers will get age relaxation and exemption from physical efficiency test.
अब डिजिटल साक्ष्य भी होंगे पारंपरिक साक्ष्य भारतीय साक्ष्य अधिनियम मतलब नया कानून 1 जुलाई से लागू मतलब नया कानून 1 जुलाई से लागू आजाद भारत के अपने कानून
This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Minister for PHET and Cooperation Jacob Zumomi today called on Union Minister of Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil, in New Delhi. While congratulating Patil on his recent Lok Sabha victory and subsequent appointment, Jacob apprised Patil on the ongoing Jal Jivan mission projects in Nagaland, noting that a flagship scheme will soon see its completion by December 2024, Zumomi said tap water connections in the state currently stood at 91.3%. The leaders also talked about water source sustainability and access to bulk water in villages across the state. On Swachh Bharat Mission Grameen, discussions were held on sanitation parameters, including segregated solid and liquid waste management in rural and urban areas. Further, Zumomi sought Patil's support towards Nagaland, highlighting significant challenges posed by the hilly terrain. Meanwhile, Patil acknowledged the concerns and lauded Zumomi and Nagaland PHET for their commendable work. The Union Minister assured his support towards fulfilling the vision of Har Kar Jal and making both missions successful in Nagaland. Chief Medical Officer Kohima, Dr. Liam Ni Konyak, has underlined the crucial benefits of family planning services. These not only reduce pregnancy-related health risks, infant and maternal mortality, and adolescent pregnancies, but also empower individuals, enhance education, and improve quality of life, he said. Dr. Konyak was addressing the 75th anniversary celebrations of the Family Planning Association of India, FPAI, Nagaland branch at Kohima last evening. He lauded FPAI's significant contributions in women empowerment, promoting gender equality, reducing gender-based violence, and improving economic status of women and vulnerable groups in the state. Dr. Konyak also highlighted FPAI's comprehensive work on sexual and reproductive health and rights, HIV and AIDS, prevention, cancer screening, and youth issues, among others. Nagaland Public Service Commission, NPSC, today declared results of NCS, NPS, NSS, and Allied Services Mains Examination 2023. In a notice, NPSC said details of the result can be accessed on its website at https://npsc.nagaland.gov.in. Kohima District Planning and Development Board has decided to enhance the village adoption scheme funding from 2 lakh rupees to 3 lakh rupees per constituency under the Local Area Development Programme, Common Bull. In a meeting held today, the board scrutinized and approved proposals under LATP for the fiscal year 2024-25. The meeting also discussed need for improvement in government schools and various initiatives being taken by the Education Department. The National Conference on Cybercrime, Digital Forensics and Intelligence 2024 is set to be held in Kohima on the 25th and 26th of this month. The event will feature discussions on cyber security, digital crime, cyber law, mobile forensics, financial fraud investigation, and digital evidence. It aims to enhance awareness and capabilities of police officers, public prosecutors, the judiciary, and adjudicating officers in combating cyber crimes. The multidisciplinary conference is organized by NILIT Kohima in collaboration with Nagaland Police and the Department of Information Technology and Communication. And now to end the news, here are the headlines again. Supreme Court lauds Nagaland for holding ULP polls with women reservation, closes condemned case. Nagaland explores vocational education ties with Australia. State Motor Vehicles Department launches digital payment services. And Centre clarifies that there is no plan to discontinue NEET UG amid controversies. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.